Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. It's 6 days until Election Day here in the United States, and Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, were campaigning Tuesday in political battleground states in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. Polls show Biden ahead of Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. Tuesday, Trump campaigned in three Midwestern states. He won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton back in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and are likely needs those to capture again his second term in office. More than 66 million Americans have already cast their ballots early, two-thirds of them by mail, one-third in person at polling stations. Many voters say they are looking to avoid coming face-to-face with others in the expected long lines of people waiting to cast ballots next Tuesday. Italy has approved a package of measures to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus hours after daily infections hit a record high and COVID-19-related deaths jumped. The measure will cost nearly $6.4 billion, including grants, tax breaks, and additional funds to temporary layoff schemes or for those schemes. This according to the Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, Conte ordered bars, restaurants to close by 6 p.m., shut gyms, movie theaters, and swimming pools, triggering protests against the closures in several cities. For more news, please join at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.